Chapter 1. Graduating from University. Susan Edwards will soon be graduating from university with a BA Honours degree in Modern Languages. She is with two fellow students who are also in their final year. Paula is reading Chemistry. Catherine, English Literature and History. They're having dinner at Paula's flat.
So, how are things going, you two?
Well, it depends what things you're talking about, doesn't it?
Work, of course. We all know that things are going very well between you and David.
Yes, I wish I could say the same about me and Jeremy. Well, if you cooked him chili con carne as hot as this last weekend, I'm not surprised you scared him off.
Thanks very much.
I'm sorry, Paula. I was only joking. I think your chili con carne is fantastic. No, seriously, work is going okay. But when I think that we'll soon have to start revising for finals, the mind boggles. I suppose I'll have to make a start during the Easter vacation.
I haven't started yet either. I've been so busy applying for jobs and attending interviews. What about you, Paula?
Well, actually, I've already started revising. There's so much to remember in chemistry that it's impossible to leave everything till the last minute. I'll really have to get a first if I'm going to work as a research chemist.
For a company or at the university?
Oh, for a company, definitely. It's much more challenging and better paid, too.
Money's not everything, you know. I still intend to do postgraduate research and get my PhD. Then I'll be able to get a university teaching job. I know there's not much money in it, but when David's a chartered accountant, he'll be raking it in.
Have you been to any interviews yet, or applied for any jobs, Paula?
Not as such. I'm in the process of writing to the big chemical firms, enclosing my CV, in the hope that they'll be interested in me. I've heard nothing definite yet. What about you?
I've applied for several jobs I've seen advertised, and had 5 interviews already through the careers office. They're all big companies, either in the food industry or in retail distribution. I'm still waiting like you, though. They take so long to give you an answer.
And you still want to work in marketing? A proper businesswoman, eh?
Why not? Or maybe personnel management. I'm looking forward to next Monday. I've got another interview with United Chocolate this time, and that's the company I've really set my sights on.
I'm not surprised. You get through so many of their products.
Talking of chocolate, clear away the dishes and I'll bring in the dessert. I've made a chocolate mousse.
Lovely.
Exercises. Where does this dialogue take place?
This dialogue takes place in Paula's flat.
Will Paula and Catherine soon be graduating from university?
Yes, Paula and Catherine are both in their final year.
Are things going well between Catherine and David?
Yes, they seem to be going well.
Does Catherine really like Paula's chili con carne?
Yes, Catherine was only joking. She thinks Paula's chili con carne is fantastic.
Has Susan started revising for her finals yet?
No, she hasn't. She's been too busy applying for jobs and attending interviews.
Why does Paula prefer to work for a company?
Paula prefers to work for a company because it's more challenging and better paid.
Why do you think that Catherine is not worried about being well paid?
Because her boyfriend David will earn a lot of money when he's a chartered accountant.
How has Paula set about looking for a job?
Paula has been writing to big chemical firms, enclosing her CV.
Why is Susan particularly looking forward to the interview with United Chocolate?
Because United Chocolate is the company she would really like to work for.
Do you think that Susan is fond of chocolate? Why?
Susan is probably fond of chocolate because Catherine says she eats a lot of UC's products. She also thinks that a chocolate mousse is lovely.
Pronounce Mr., but write MR.
Don't say Lord David, but Lord Werrett. Sir Stafford, but Sir Peter.